This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here's some of what's going on in the news today. It's too early to say when the national coronavirus lockdown in England will end. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday, as daily deaths from COVID-19 reach new highs and hospitals become increasingly stretched. Britain posted a fresh record in daily deaths on Wednesday for the second day running. Figures Johnson has called appalling. China struck an optimistic tone toward President Joe Biden's new administration on Thursday, saying, quote, kind angels can triumph over evil forces, end quote, and playing down early irritants as the result of an atmosphere made unfriendly by Donald Trump's term in office. Bilateral relations worsened dramatically during Trump's tenure. Biden, who took office on Wednesday, is expected to maintain pressure on Beijing, but with a more traditional and multilateral approach. Islamic State militants could have launched a twin suicide bombing that killed at least 32 people in Baghdad Market on Thursday, the first such attacks in years. It was the first such attack in years, Iraq's civil defense chief said. The Iraqi military said two attackers wearing explosive vests had blown themselves up among shoppers at a crowded market in Central Square in Baghdad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. U.S. President Joe Biden unveils a federal plan to combat the coronavirus, seeking $1.9 trillion from Congress, including $20 billion for a vaccine and $50 billion for testing. And the new U.S. administration thanks the World Health Organization for leading the global pandemic response.